أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه. إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken of certain etiquettes that must be observed when we enter homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about the issue with regard to whether we can eat after entering into a home, whatever is available there, if we can use the belongings within the home, if we can partake of any meals that are prepared in that home without the permission of the owner of this home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance with regards to that. The second etiquette Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of was that of the greeting of assalamu alaikum whenever we enter any home. The next ayah speaks of an incident that had taken place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the fifth year of Hijrah, the Quraysh, the disbelievers, along with many other forces and tribe and Arab groups, came together to wage jihad against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they decided to attack Madinatul Munawwarah itself. This battle is known as Al-Ahzab, and it is more commonly known as the Battle of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trenches. And we know the famous strategy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used was that he dug, and he had a trench dug right around Madinat Munawwara, or one area of Madinat Munawwara. And as a result of that, they could not enter into the city of Medina. So that was the battle of the trenches. Now, obviously, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held meetings. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba, and collectively, they all took part in this great effort, including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The munafiqun, on the other hand, when they would attend these meetings, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have, that was regarding the collective concern of the Muslim community, they would come there and they would simply take part to show their presence and just to show the face that I was here, show the presence, make the presence felt, and they would quietly sleep out, not showing any concern to the effort and not showing any concern to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing with them. So we find also the digging of the trenches. All the Sahaba had put in much effort, and with great sacrifices they would spend the entire day digging the trenches. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also would do so. The munafiqun, the hypocrites, would come there for a little while and make their presence known, show their faces, and they would quietly sneak out and return back to their homes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue and this characteristic of the munafiqun. Allah says, innamal mu'minun. Indeed, the true believers are only those, amanu billahi wa rasuli, who brought iman in Allah and His Messenger. Wa idha kanu ma'ahu ala amrin jami'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the characteristics of the true believers is whenever they were engaged in any collective matter, amrin jami'in, whenever they were engaged with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whenever they were with him in a collective effort, lam yadhabu, they would not leave, hatta yasta'dinu, until they would seek permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, those are the true believers. They were those who, obviously, when the meeting is taking place, or when that collective effort is happening, then there were those who had a genuine requirement, and there was a genuine need for them to go and attend to something. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those that if they come and seek permission from you, and they are genuine and they are sincere, they are not looking for a way to escape what is happening and what is taking place, then they should be given permission. Allah says, they are the true believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ Indeed those who seek permission from you, who don't sneak out quietly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ They are the ones who have brought iman in Allah and His Rasul. فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they seek permission from you for a certain affair and matter of this, they would like to attend to a certain matter, there is something urgent that they need to attend to, there is something that they need to fulfill and carry out, فَأْذَنْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ Then give permission to whomsoever you wish from amongst them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ And seek forgiveness from them, for them, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and the most merciful. لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addresses us with regards to certain etiquette that must be observed. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly Allah says, do not make the calling of the Rasul amongst yourselves the way you call each other. Do not call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way you call one another. When we call one another, we call one another by our names. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not address him, do not call him the way you call one another. When you call out to him, you should say, Ya Rasulullah. There were some Bedouins who came from outside of Medina Munawwara, and naturally, because they were brought up in these rural areas, and they were brought out in the outskirts of the city, there were certain etiquettes that they would not observe. So when they would come and they would visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would stand outside and they would shout out, Ya Muhammad! And that is how they would address him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed certain ayat in Surah Al-Hujurat as well, informing them of the proper etiquette. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not call out to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way you call out to each other. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَادًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the munafiqun and they're sneaking out from the important meetings that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have. And when they would sneak out and would quietly leave the important collective effort that was taking place, Allah says, قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ Those from amongst you who sneak out quietly, لِوَادًا covering one another. They would walk out in such a way, the munafiqun, and they would try and cover one another, block one another, in such a way that the Muslims would not notice them leaving that meeting or that collective effort. Allah says, فَلْيَحْذَرْ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ Those who violate the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who oppose the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his matter and his affair, beware. And تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً They should be aware that a trial, that a calamity strikes them. أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Or that a painful torment and a painful punishment will afflict them. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen up. Indeed, to Allah alone belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ Allah knows what you are upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are upon. Allah knows the reality of what you are practicing and the reality of what you are upon. The reality, though you are showing iman and you are displaying that you are Muslim and you wish to exhibit to the people that you are a believer, Allah knows the reality of your hypocrisy. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ Allah indeed knows what you are upon, meaning the reality of the iman which you wish to display in front of the people. وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the day when they will all be returned to Allah, a day will come when they all will be brought back to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly inform them of all that they have done. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge over everything. May Allah ta'ala bless us and everything.